just recently heard that was Walter Brown playing Hootie's Ignorant Oil. I have no clue what kind of oil that is, but I'm thinking it's a kind of like a snake oil or cure-all kind of thing that he's talking about there. Now, once again, thank you for tuning in.
All right. Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
When the song come on, let me see you get gone. Baby mamas, this your song. Been pregnant for way too long. Now tell the DJ, turn it on.
If she a baby mama, she gon' do that baby mama
work.
She gon' put it on you. She gon' do that baby mama. Drop it down low.
Do the baby mama when I step out on the floor. 1 month, 2 month, 3 month, 4. Hit the baby mama when I'm stepping through the door. Yeah, I'm pregnant, but I got an ill flow. Tryna make some money, buy some huggies from the store. S to the T A, double R K to the E I S H A. And I don't play, doing my way. Prego, but I'm still doing moves like Beyonce. Yeah, I said I'm pregnant, get the child support and pay my rent, your opinion is irrelevant, cause I'm a baby mama, I can do just what I wanna. Turn up.
If she a baby mama, she gon' do that baby mama
work.
She gon' put it on you. She gon' do that baby mama.
Drop it down low. Do the baby mama when I step out on the floor. Baby bottle, I need a baby bottle. Baby daddy broke, better hope he hit the lotto. Yeah, my belly big, but I'm looking like a model. See me in the club and I'm going full throttle. Twerk right, twerk left. Take a break, cause I'm out of breath. Whew. Yeah, I said I'm pregnant, get the child support and pay my rent, your opinion is irrelevant, cause I'm a baby mama, I can do just what I wanna work.
If she a baby mama,
go ahead. She
gon' do that baby mama
work.
She gon' put it on you. She gon' do that baby mama.
Drop it down low. Do the baby mama when I step out on the floor. B A to the B Y. M O double M A, say B A to the B Y. Do that, baby mama, on the flow with it, drop it low with it. I'ma get it like a pro, get it on the flow with it, drop it low with it. I'ma get it like a pro, get it. Work.
You're listening to Easy Sonic Living here on CKUT 90.3 FM, just after 11 o'clock in the PM. That was Star Keisha with Baby Mama. And, well, I'm not going to reveal the theme of the show to you. I think you're going to be able to put it together. But I'm going to mention that Kathy, my usual co-pilot, is not here. And that's because she's with Emily. Emily, a new baby mama. A new mama of a new baby. And Kathy is kind of like her main support person, so she's staying with her at the hospital because the poor girl just had a C-section. And so Emily, this is for you and all the mothers out there. And this is Kathy and I speaking earlier today or maybe yesterday about the theme of the show. Here we go.
I'm just helping my friend with her labor and delivery process, and I just realized how all the craziness associated with both pregnancy and the fact of getting that baby out of your body.
Yeah.
It is really hard.
You just realized that now?
Well, you know how you forget it?
Yes.
it? And then I've been back in it and I'm like, whoa, it's suddenly, I'm remembering. Yeah. Like,
what are you remembering?
Just, it's like impossible. That baby's head is so big and your cervix is so small.
My cervix never wanted to open up. It was just like,
me
no.
Me neither.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, me neither.
7 hours later, still no.
Yeah, for me it was like 15 hours later. No, I don't think so, no.
Were you in labor for 15 hours?
Yeah.
Before you...
Actually, I was
in labor. I thought you got a...
A C-section, yeah.
So...
I was in labor for 15 hours, and then I had this kind of like medical emergency thing happen where they quickly stopped like I was on oxytocin because they were inducing me.
Okay.
So they stopped it. And then I was just 8 hours just in, also still in labor, I guess, but painful labor with no purpose because I was going to get a C-section. And then I got a C-section. So it was 24 hours. Yeah, it was 24 hours, and then I got a C-section.
I thought you just went in, boop, and got your C-section and came out.
Well, that's the way you think it is after it happens. Because now in my mind, when I look back, if I'm not thinking about it, I'm like, oh, that was easy. But now that I'm with my friend in the hospital, I'm like, oh, shit, this is serious. Pregnancy is a serious business.
So what did you witness with your friend?
Well, just that, like, you know, you could just see the pain, you know, and it was just beginning, you know, and her blithely happy attitude, like, oh, maybe this will be, you know. And then the nurses are just like, they know you have to end up screaming and howling. Like, the pain has to get to that level before the baby is born or the baby is ready to be born.
I think
born.
I was making very, like, dog-like sounds.
I know,
yeah. It's really, like, it's very visceral. Primal. Yeah.
She was definitely keeping it together, but then she was asking me what I was doing. I was like, you know, all I remember was basically just like, rolling around on the floor groaning. Like, I was doing a lot of, like, kind of child's pose style and, like, squatting and stuff like that and just going, ooh! I was doing a lot of that. Ooh! You know, and then for hours.
I remember sitting on the yoga ball because I was at the Maison de la Naissance. The yoga ball, and then they had like this awesome like rope hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah.
So I was just like pulling on that rope, and the weirdest mantras were coming to mind. Like, I am a trapeze artist. I am a pneumatic tube. I don't know. It was like the weirdest things because I just was trying to channel all the like you say the pain.
Yeah.
The pain.
Yeah.
And just like
and the unknown, because it's not like any other kind of pain. Like if you, you know, are running a marathon, it's painful, but you know how when the marathon's going to end. This is unknown. You don't know what's happening next.
Yeah. And I would have all these contractions, but I also, like, the baby was making, like, another kind of move, and I was supposed to resist that because my body wasn't ready, so I had, like, different muscle things happening that I was, and then every so often, Bronwyn, my midwife would go and check to see how, like, if I was dilating or whatever, and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah. That's
oh my God. Yeah.
And then I remember Megan would just come by and put like a really cool cloth on my forehead and say, you're doing really good. You're doing amazing.
Yeah. I had my sister there like massaging my back.
It's a big deal. It's a big, big deal. So, and now I'm just waiting every minute. I'm waiting to get that text that says the baby's born or there's about to be a C-section, in which case I'm going to drop whatever I'm doing and just rush to the hospital.
So she's at the hospital.
Yeah.
And she's got a doula with her?
Yes, I was there for the first part, and then once it started to get more intense, the doula stepped in, and then I had to leave. Because you're only allowed to have one person.
Right now you can have one person with you.
Yeah. And then I realized also because when I had Edison, there was so many visitors. I had like 8 or 9 visitors a day. But then it suddenly dawned on me. I'm like, wait a minute. I am really the only person she's going to see for those 2 days that she's going to be in the hospital afterwards, like, to help her. So,
she'll see the hospital
doctor.
Stuff.
Yeah, she'll see the doctor and the nurses.
Yeah, but people that she knows. So the line that we're basing this show on, if you kill yourself, everyone will say it was because you were pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? It's funny because in my mind, I had already transformed it into if you kill him. They will say it's because you're pregnant.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
That's a different story.
Yeah, that's a different story. But the line, so sometimes Kathy and I, when we can't figure out what to do our show on, we just like pick a book we're reading and we open it up randomly and we find a line in there that could inspire a whole eclectic selection of music. So just to let you know, we got that line from the Bandit Queen of India. An Indian woman's amazing journey from peasant to international legend, which I got a while back when I was about to go to India, gifted from a friend, but I haven't finished reading it. So it's the incredible story of Phulan Devi, who was a lower caste woman in India and who became a kind of bandit and a heroine to the people there. Anyway, I won't go on and on about it. Check it out, the Bandit Queen of India. Let's get back to the music now, shall we?
Girl, yes. Not for real. 28 days pass me by and she ain't even sure.
I need smoking, knowing damn well I don't even smoke. Cause the worst thing ain't knowing, but not knowing it all. I should have been more careful when I let him rock my boat. Stressing all day, every day, hoping it's not the case. I hope I'm just
late.
Should've came by now, so I'm trying to figure out
late
what the hell you did. Tell me when you took a dip.
Late,
I'm overdue. What are we gonna do? I know my body, and it's driving me crazy. I'm never
late.
I'd appreciate if you'd start picking up your phone. I'll be damned if you're out partying while I'm stressed out at home. Why you crying? It ain't yours. I didn't do it alone. Give it two more days before I hit the convenience store. I'm talking about Rite Aid and CVS. You can pick the place. I hope I'm just
late.
Should've came by now, so I'm trying to figure out
late
what the hell you did. Tell me when you took a dip.
Late,
I'm overdue. What are we gonna do? I know my body, and it's driving me crazy. I'm never
late.
Should've came by now, so I'm trying to figure out
late
what the hell you did. Baby, tell me when you took a dip.
Late,
I'm overdue. That's why I got an attitude. I know my body, and it's driving me crazy. I'm never late. Probably bought it in your high school vending machine. Kept it in your wallet since she was 16. In the back pocket of your cross-color jeans. And then had the nerve to use it on me. You better find another job.
Cause it takes more
than flipping burgers and fries. Smoking dope, playing on the Xbox. And hanging at the strip club. It's gonna have to stop. Should've came by now, so I'm trying to figure out
late
what the hell you did. Baby, tell me when you took a dip.
Late.
Oh, I'm overdue. What are we gonna do? I know my body, and it's driving me crazy. I'm never
late.
Should've came by now, so I'm trying to figure out
late.
Baby, what the hell you did to my body when you took a dip.
Late.
Something to tell you.
What is it? Talk. I've told you, just talk. There's no need to be doing all this kind of thing.
Yeah.
What?
No.
Hmm? What? Talk. What is it?
I'm pregnant.
What? How? Where? From who? Who is it?
Who?
Oye?
Mom,
Oye? How?
Mom, wait.
Man, I didn't watch your own boyfriend. You say you don't have boyfriend, huh? Jesus, this guy has killed me.
Mom, wait, no, no,
what
no,
am
no,
I going to explain to your people?
No, no,
how?
Listen.
Chelo, you listen. I'm going away. Listen.
Listen, no, no,
mom. Pregnant.
Don't worry.
Eh?
I'm going to abort.
Jesus, she's going to kill a child.
Mom, no, no, no, no.
What
no, no,
a
no, worm. Mom,
oh,
the neighbors, neighbors.
Oh, my life.
Stop
getting. Mom, the stop, whole nation is going to get it.
Wait.
So I brought you to London to come and get pregnant.
No, no, mom.
I told you what I brought you here for mom. Is to come and read your book. Yeah, don't mommy me.
No, listen.
Don't mommy
listen,
me. You think you're big now? Listen, you're big. Listen. You're going to get. Oh, yeah, you born
no,
it.
No.
Remove.
No, no,
lie,
listen,
lie.
Listen, no. I can't keep it.
You can't. You will keep it. When you're opening your legs, you didn't know. You will keep it. Eh? So you have been pretending. I knew. You're a very deep girl.
I'm a deep girl.
Deep.
I'm deep.
Pretender.
What the hell does that mean?
Pretender.
I'm a deep girl.
Be pretending. See, you're pretending. You don't have boyfriend. I don't have boyfriend. I mean, nothing. In offense, 316, you're chopped it. You're going to get it up. You will burn it after 9 months. You see how it is to carry belly and burn it. You think it's that worth it? Today, you're going to know how it is to press it up. You will do it.
It's a prank. That was a little telling my African mom I'm pregnant. Internet video.
First thing first, I'm the roundest. They don't ask, but the whole world feel it. They don't feel it. And I pee every 10 seconds. I can up and down. I would defy the laws of physics.
Right.
Cup of juice, open beer, make it deep cat. Taking prenatal straight, never chase that.
Never.
Put frozen on, wear my nap bag. Acid reflux, you should taste that.
I'm so pregnant. You already know. I'm in the last month. I can't even see my toes. I'm so pregnant. Can't fit any clothes. Don't ask me the name. I don't know.
Don't kick me, I might just go pee-pee. I can't stand no waiting, I just want some sushi. Better show up on time, spend too much money online. I'm straight up in there so much, ought to give me a job and put time. Now tell me who that, breathe on through that. Put the bag up by the door, I thought you knew that. I be pre-GGO, hope my water holds. Did you get my push present, only 2 weeks to go.
I'm so pregnant, got my 10 pillows. I want to sleep, but you say no.
Swollen kinkles, can't wait. Got the whole world asking when my due date. Hot mama, hands off, don't touch that. Waddle to it, bet you're wondering if you'll get that back.
I'm so pregnant, no more room to grow. Stretch marks creeping, about to blow.
Who that? Pre-GGO, why'd I do that? Pre-GGO.
It was 8:49 on a beautiful ninth day of July. There was not a cloud to speak of, so the orange sun hung lonely in the sky. I lay prone in my cabbie home, thinking of fine nappy Jackie and his jazz cat's horn, sliding in a tape of Bird on Verb when suddenly rang my phone. Hey, butterfly, the voice said, slip on some duds, comb out your fro, and slide on down to my pad. The vibe here is very pleasant, and I truly request your presence. A problem of great magnitude has arose, and as we speak it grows. Damn, what could it be, I thought. A juice I bought and rolled on down to her spot. Seeing bros I know slapping fives, I arrived and pressed G5. And there was Nikki looking some kind of sad with tears falling from her eyes. She sat me down and dug my frown and began to run it down. You remember my boyfriend Sid, that fly kid who I love? Well, our love was often a verb, and spontaneity has brought a third. But due to our youth and economic state, we wish to terminate. About this we don't feel great, but baby, that's how it is. But the feds have dissed me, they ignored and dismissed me. The pro-lifers harassed me outside the clinic and called me a murderer. Now that's hate. So needless to say, we're in a mental state of debate. Hey, beautiful bird, I said, digging her somber mood. The fascists are some heavy dudes. They don't really give a damn about life. They just don't want a woman to control her body or have the right to choose. But baby, that ain't nothing. They just want a male finger on the button. Because if you say war, they will send them to die by the score. Aborting mission should be your volition. But if Suda and Thomas have their way, you'll be standing in line unable to get welfare while they'll be out hunting and fishing. It has always been around. It will always have a niche. But they'll make it a privilege, not a right, accessible only to the rich. Hey, pro-lifers need to dig themselves, because life don't stop after birth. And for a child born to the unprepared, it might even just get worse. The situation would surely change if they were to find themselves in it. Supporters of the H-bomb and firebombing clinics. What type of shit is that? Orwellian, in fact. If Roe v. Wade was overturned, would not the desire remain intact? Leaving young girls to risk their health, doctors to botch and watch as they kill themselves. Now, I hate to sound macabre, but hey, isn't it my job to lay it on the masses and get them off their asses to fight against these fascists? So, whatever you decide, make that move with pride. Sid will be there and so will I. An insect till I die. Rhythms and sounds spinning around. Confrontations across the nation. Your block, my block, dreadlocks. What a shock. Land of the free, but not me. Not me. Not me. Not me. Not me.
Yeah, I came to body you fellas who are my body divided among the lot of you. Give us a lot of help for surviving. I know you'd rather you kill us than have us bury our bodies. Believe in more mother goddess. I gotta ask, are we too radical for you bitch ass? Or way too heretical for you snitch ass? Baby, take a sabbatical. You should sit back, cause I will never suppress what is under the stress. It's my decision if I will undergo fission. Envision flesh as a prison. A warden is a physician. Insist on making decisions with expert skill and precision. Insist he's driven by kismet, but everyone know he isn't. I would rather go missing than not defend my position. You like my body so much, just take my bottom and kiss it. I don't need no pot to piss in, but can you do me a solid? I pay the rent here, so listen, no gentrifying my body. It's mine.
Yeah. course time heals all, but not a linear free fall. Just headed to the end of it all, just the beginning, not the end of us. Me and Sam must with FS, screaming about a truth that lacks meaning, scheming on a better life that already blooms inside the womb of a mother's life. We got it right, can never be wrong. Don't give a fuck if you sing along. The song's already been sung by Marissa. Axley across the face of Mister, like what the fuck is gender? But a pretender of actual events, time spent in bankrupt. We stuck between two rocks in a warm embrace. Quit a place of venom design outside the lines of patriarchy. Excuse me, you never shook, can't harm me. Drop a bomb at the hook like, look mom, I drop bombs. She gets frightened and quickly repeats the way the junkie lives and what the junkie gives. Hard times and problems and stress for their own kids. No sense in rehabilitation. Growing up in humiliation. The aroma of base makes me choke. I could almost die from the smell of the crack smoke. Different men going out and coming in. And in my eyes, I witnessed the first people sin. And I was only three. They thought I couldn't see. But in my eyes, mama was a junkie.
Trying to live a life, such a sacrifice. Knowing wrong from right. A junkie. Trying to live a life, such a sacrifice. Knowing wrong from right.
J-U-N-K-I-E to me. Some close their eyes and try not to see. But you can still smell it, seeing it's just as well. My mother unconsciously trapped in hell. Now her life's on the line and stuck to the grind. And time after time, she's on my mind. I'm thinking, how could this happen to my mother, not me, bro? But some nigga in my hood is slanging kilos. He got a spot around the corner from the crib. Lord forgive her for all the things she did. I'm thinking, where was the police when she was buying this? But I know that police could give a fuck less about another base head on the street. But they'd rather pretend they don't see it when they walk the beat. A black cop ain't good for shit but blackmail. And he knows that my mother's out here smoking Yale. But black cops are blind, they can't see. Cause in my eyes, mama was a junkie.
Trying to live a life, such a sacrifice, knowing wrong from right. A junkie, trying to live a life, such a sacrifice, knowing wrong from right.
Mama lived a fast life, pregnant at 14. Back in those days, it wasn't crack, it was heroin. Shot it in her veins to try to ease the pain. An unplanned pregnancy was made, then I came. Straight from the womb to witness my mama's doom. And in my heart, I know the end coming soon. Of all this junkieism, neighborhood criticism, her mind was gone. I felt she needed an exorcism. Speedballing, booze, and the fast times. Pretty soon, my mama lost her whole fucking mind. ADC welfare recipient. Three children, not enough dividends. Few good times, only bad times and worse. From speedballing falling, her motherfucking heart burst. I wish I could have said I loved you before she left. Now my mind's forever haunted with my mama's death. I ask myself, how could this happen to me? My mother OD, cause she was a junkie.
Trying to live a life, such a sacrifice. No one wrong for right. A junkie, trying to live a life, such a sacrifice. No one wrong for right. A junkie, trying to live a life, such a sacrifice. No one wrong for right. A junkie.
You're still listening to Easy Sonic Living, CKUT 90.3 FM. It is 11:30, which means we're at the halfway point in the show. So I thought it apropos to come back and talk and say, hi, how's it going out there? We're doing a maternity-themed show. I hadn't thought of it that way, but anyway, it's all about the motherhood and the mothership. And that was Mama Was a Junkie from Esham. Esham, not really sure. Before that, The Screaming Females, End of My Bloodline, and some Diggable Planets and some funny stuff before that. And now we're going to switch gears a bit. We're going to play a song that it's Pussy Riot, Straight Out of Vagina. There is a video circulating out there in the world of social media, in which I am very, very enthusiastically supporting this song as a backstage dancer to Kathy, radiantly pregnant, doing karaoke of it for her and Alan's baby karaoke instead of a baby shower. So here we go. The punk rock, post-punk part of the show, followed by the chanson française and maybe some folk if there's time. I'm going to stop talking. Here we go.
Some of you may become somewhat uncomfortable as parts of this film unfold.
If you listen carefully, you will agree that the concepts will contribute to the rearing of a mature person who has a healthy, responsible attitude toward the sexual side of his life.
Yeah.
shit right now. I'm probably acting like a bitch right now.
Going out with girls is fun.
When you get older, you probably want to get married and start a family.
Strength.
en direct. L'arbre de transmission, l'organisation du contrôle est une performance de haut niveau. Score 3-0. Ulysse a gagné, bâton Zorro. Et King Size est vainqueur à droite de votre écran. Impossible à Marie de remonter un tir contré de Gambetta, leader incontesté, qui exploitera un tir de Tintin. Et les principaux dirigeants révolutionnaires se sont imposés en vainqueurs de cette promotion nationale. En tête, les trois enfants. J'ai tort peut-être, je l'adore. Des amis viennent, je peux les toucher. Je suis triste et émerveillée. Le silence, je garde le silence. J'habite là, je le peux. C'est la dernière maison de la terre. À l'intérieur, il y a des arbres, de l'herbe, des ruisseaux. Dehors, du carreau, des murs, du béton, sur toute la terre. Tu n'as pas froid. La terre va encore se refroidir. Réveillons, réveillons, c'est le réveillon. Réveillons, c'est le réveillon. Réveillons nos soleils. Réveillons nos soleils. Ne suis-je pas prisonnière? Déclare la paix. Foutez-nous la paix.
Foutez-nous la paix d'abord. Elle sera notre enfant. Comme quand on était petit. Tu n'es pas venu pour me tuer. Alors, ne me tue pas. Tu aurais trop peur. Tu aurais trop mal. Tu dois te bâtir des tombeaux blindés. Mais la bombe atomique, c'est toi qui l'as inventée en douille. Écoutez-nous. Croyez-nous, c'est le matin. Le matin, c'est le matin, c'est maintenant. C'est maintenant, c'est le matin. Demandez le matin. Demandez maintenant. Ah, la question, l'accusé.
Tu vas au boulot, tu marches seul. À la hauteur du H&M, y'a un type qui gueule. Eh, eh, eh, salut, bonne meuf, t'es vraiment très charmante. Tu sais, je te mangerai pour le 4 heures. T'es si appétissante, je te ferai pas la bise, mais si tu veux, on peut baiser. Moi, les petites meufs comme toi, j'en ferai qu'une bouchée. Ben pourquoi tu marches plus vite? Je t'ai pas agressé, je t'ai même fait des compliments. Tu pourrais au moins t'arrêter. Comment ça, t'as pas le temps? Et t'es pas célibataire, tu sais. Moi, je suis pas jaloux, viens dans mon lit, ça va te plaire. S'il faut arrêter de te plaindre, là, tu l'as bien cherché. T'as une jupe tellement courte, même pas besoin de la soulever. Les filles comme toi, c'est dangereux. Pire que le mal incarné. Et c'est moi que l'on accuse de me comporter en chimpanzé. Souffle, serre les dents, comme d'hab, tu te tais. Souffle, sois prudente, marche sur le trottoir d'à côté. T'es une pouf, c'est devenu courant. De longtemps, trois fois par journée, t'as un hum, peut devenir violent. Si tu donnes pas le vrai, bats-toi fille. T'es au boulot dans la réserve, tout le monde est parti manger. Le patron t'appelle dans son bureau. Deux minutes pour discuter. Salut Caro, aujourd'hui t'es ravissante. J'aimerais t'inviter à dîner un soir où ma femme est absente. Ouais, je sais que t'as un mec, mais ça c'est pas gênant. Ton joli décolleté me dit que t'es plutôt partante. On pourrait faire ça ici, tout le monde est parti. Ça fait longtemps qu'on se connaît, tu vas quand même pas refuser. Façon si tu dis non, moi j'entendrai un oui. Tu diras que je suis con, je plaiderai ton hystérie. Tu serais pas la première, passer sous mon bureau. Les filles comme toi font moins les fières quand elles veulent garder leur boulot. Alors maintenant tu vas te taire, t'en diras pas un mot. Si tu veux garder ton salaire pour nourrir tes marmots. Souffle, serre les dents, comme d'hab, tu te tais. Souffle, sois prudente, marche dans le couloir d'à côté. T'es une pouf, c'est devenu courant. De l'entendre trois fois par journée. Un gentil peut devenir méchant. Faut pas croire au Disney. Bats-toi fille. T'es enfin chez toi, tu te poses sur le canapé, t'allumes l'ordi, t'as un message instantané. Hey, salut l'ami, t'es vraiment très sexy, on pourrait faire connaissance, je cherche un plan pour la nuit. Quand j'ai vu ton profil, je suis tombé direct amoureux. Du coup, je t'envoie une toffe de moi, ma tub et un cœur bleu. Ce que j'ai le plus aimé chez toi, c'est ton regard de chienne, qui attendrait de bouffer depuis au moins une semaine. Je suis sûre que t'es du genre à dîner étoilé. Mais moi, je paierai même pas pour des nems à volonté, parce que t'en vaux pas la peine. De toute façon, t'es comme les autres. J'ai vu que t'avais lu, mais bien sûr, tu fais la mort parce que tu te crois au-dessus. Tu t'es pris pour Rihanna quand je serai en bas dans ta rue. On verra ce que tu feras. Souffle, serre les dents,
comme d'hab, tu te tais, souffle, sois prudente, marche dans couloir d'à côté, t'es une pouffe, c'est devenu courant de l'entendre trois fois par journée, un gentil peut devenir méchant, faut pas croire au Disney, votre fille.
Soyez comme le duvet, soyez comme la plume d'oie des oreillers d'autrefois. J'aimerais ne pas être portefeuille. S'il vous plaît, faites-vous léger. Moi, je ne peux plus bouger. Je vous ai porté vivant. Je vous ai porté enfant, Dieu, comme vous étiez lourd, pesant votre poids d'amour. Je vous ai porté.
porté encore à l'heure de votre mort. Je vous ai porté des fleurs, vous émancelez mon cœur. Quand vous jouiez à la guerre, moi je gardais la maison. J'ai usé de mes prières les barreaux de vos prisons. Quand vous mouriez sous les bombes, je vous cherchais en hurlant. Me voilà comme une tombe et tout le malheur dedans. Ce n'est que moi, c'est elle ou moi, celle qui parle ou qui se tait, celle qui pleure ou qui est gaie, c'est Jeanne d'Arc ou bien Margot, fille de vagues ou de ruisseaux. Et c'est mon cœur ou bien le leur. Et c'est la sœur ou l'inconnue, celle qui n'est jamais venue, celle qui est venue trop tard, fille de rêve ou de hasard. Et c'est ma mère ou la vôtre, une sorcière comme les autres. Il vous faut être comme le ruisseau, comme l'eau claire de l'étang qui reflète et qui attend. S'il vous plaît, regardez-moi, je suis vrai. Je vous prie, ne m'inventez pas, vous l'avez tant fait déjà. M'avez aimé servante, m'avez voulu ignorante. Forte, vous me combattiez, faible, vous me méprisiez. Vous m'avez aimé putain et couverte de satin. Vous m'avez faite statue et toujours je me suis tue. Quand j'étais vieille et trop laide, vous me jetiez au rebut. Vous me refusiez votre aide quand je ne vous servais plus. Quand j'étais belle et soumise, vous m'adoriez à genoux. Me voilà comme une église, toute la honte dessous. Ce n'est que moi, c'est elle ou moi, celle qui aime ou n'aime pas, celle qui règne ou se débat. Joséphine ou la Dupont, fille de nacre ou de coton. Mais c'est mon.
Whoa, sorry about that. I'm just still mastering the art of doing this live from my laptop at home. So that was Une sorcière comme les autres from Anne Sylvestre. You're listening to Easy Sonic Living. It's still CKUT 90.3 FM, and it's almost midnight, which means I have 2 minutes to wrap this up. For those of you listening, thanks for being there. Hope you enjoyed. To Emily and Kathy and all the baby mamas, I bid you good night, and also to the others, too. I don't mean to discriminate.
This song is addressed to my sisters.
Exactly. So once again, this song is addressed to my sisters. This show is addressed to my sisters, and this is Rosie Jane from Malvina Reynolds.
This song is addressed to my sisters. Any man who is present may listen. Any priest, any public official, any physician. But it gives him no license to touch us. We make the decision. Me and Lydia, Rosie and Josie and Eve, we handle these matters ourselves. You'd better believe, or you'd better leave. Rosie Jane,
Bana geni. Atıyor mi? İyileni kama wanyla jola. Ahi njanyla jola. Dülo kakijen. Ahi iki gere kijen jakye. Yeni onu fan yeni uçu gelam uçu gen hapon mantegili ulam gücüsü. Mana geni Zambe Ahuchi jamburu fanye mante hata kawau Ahi Mala geni Uja Ayo Ayo yo yo yo yo Yesu kelobe emite kateka sumai Ayo Ayo Ayo yo yo yo yo Yesu kelobe emite kateka sumai Ayo